Morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9 o'clock on April 16th, 2021, and this is the second budget meeting for the upcoming year. As a point of order, do we have David on the telephone anywhere?
Yes, David is on the phone.
He is on the phone. Can you hear us, David?
He can.
Okay. Very good. So then we don't have to excuse him. He can vote. He is on his job site. So therefore, then, without further delay, why don't we start with the presentation? Arlen?
Thanks, Art. I thought I would just kind of leave off where we, or start up where we left off last time. So these were the initial budget assumptions. I don't really want to focus on those, what we talked about last time, but we'll move to slide 3, which in green is just anything that's changed with those assumptions as a result of the last meeting. So that was number 2 that's in green is to change the tax rate to 1.5 cents above revenue neutral. And the revenue neutral rate, which I'll go through in just a minute, but it is changing a little bit. There's been some changes in our valuation that we received from the the other change was to increase stormwater fees by 50%. And originally, the paid parking program was budgeted at a break-even level. That was changed to show a net profit of $60,000 as an initial estimate. So they were really the only changes and kind of like the overlying assumptions used in the budget. The next slide 4, just shows where we were at the last meeting and the shortfalls that we had in the different funds. So that's using this kind of as our starting point.
That's after all the inputs that we previously made?
No, this is where we were at the beginning of the last meeting. So
okay.
What we'll go through now is all
changes.
Those changes.
Got it.
But the first thing I just wanted to show is that, just quickly on the valuation, this is what I had shown at the last budget meeting, and in particular, you know, the first line on real property is what's subject to the revaluation. So that you see the revalued property was $1.225 billion. Well, since that meeting, that has now gone down by $12 million. So now we're at $1.213 billion. And that's really the revised estimate from the New Hanover County Tax Department based on the number of appeals that are coming in. So we're actually running at a higher level of appeals than they anticipated. All the other types of property, those estimates are still the same.
Arlen, real quick, can you just let everyone know that, or if you're listening, our slides that we're looking at are available online in our agenda packet on the website. Sorry.
Do we have anybody online, Mandy?
Mm-hmm.
How many?
We have David and one other.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Craig, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now, David. Thanks.
Actually, we just have David.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Even better.
All right.
I'll try to remember to say what slide number we're on.
Yes, thank you. I've got it open on my computer.
Thank you. So slide 7, what I'm showing here is for each municipality and the county, the change in the revaluation amounts since our last budget meeting. And as I said, for us, as I mentioned previously, it changes a decrease of $12 million. So we're, if you look at the percentage change, we actually have a much higher percentage of appeals than most of the other municipalities. You know, dollar-wise, of course, Wilmington and the Fire District are, you know, more significant dollars. But if you look at their percentages, it's much less than what ours was. But that is the current revaluation of New Hanover County, still subject to change as they continue to go through appeals. We may get one more estimate before the budget process ends. It depends on if there are significant changes to these numbers, but we'll get us a one-year estimate.
Well, it's good progress for the people who are upset with the evaluation anyway.
Right. And I believe that process goes through mid-May, the review process.
Through May. Okay.
So slide 8 just shows now with the changes to valuation what New Hanover County looks like by municipality. Shows the percent of total New Hanover County value property. So this really hasn't changed much, even though it sounds like I think overall for the county valuations were down 111 million. It was kind of, you know, fairly insignificant when you're talking about over 42 billion. So there's not really been a significant change in the overall valuation. Slide 9 shows, you have a question?
Yeah, if you could just pop back to that for a moment. Okay, I'm just trying to see how we changed in comparison to others. Okay, thanks.
Well, if you look, this will show that. Just as I'm back to slide 7, it shows the change in comparison to the other towns. So you know, we've decreased 12 million. Carolina Beach, Wright Hill Beach, their valuations are estimated to decrease by 4 million. And then Wilmington, 58 million, and the fire district, 33 million. So that's why I said that on you percentage wise, we have a far larger percentage of about a reduction based on appeals.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'll move to slide 9, which just as I had shown the last time, the calculation of the revenue neutral tax rate has changed a little bit because of that decrease in a $12 million decrease in the estimated tax base. There's a slight change to our revenue neutral tax rate. I think before it was like 0.2535, now it's 0.2558. So that's kind of still a moving target based on valuation, but not a significant change. Any questions on the valuation or revenue neutral?
No, more info to come.
Yes, sir.
So slide 10 is trying to reconcile where we are right now. So when we started the first budget workshop, in the general fund, we had a shortfall of $371,600. So what's detailed on this page are the changes that have occurred either during that last budget meeting or after. So for expenses, we've had two increases, one on the governing body or council budget, an increase of $8,800, and that was just the net change in the contributions to outside organizations that were voted on at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Streets and sanitation, also had an increase of $7,500. That was for the annual maintenance fees for the CityWorks software. This is half of it. The other half is in the water and sewer fund. Fire department had a decrease of $17,500, and that's where Ed had made some changes to his capital purchases, decided to just purchase one truck in the upcoming year, but then increasing his truck maintenance to do some repairs on an existing truck. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, Ed's worked through that and came up with what he felt was the best solution for that situation. Mm-hmm. But the net effect was to reduce fire department expenses by $17,500.
Okay. Ed, thank you. I know you were working through that. So you came to that decision. Reinvestment in the other truck is going to be fine for your vehicle?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's people should know that Ed is putting out his personal vehicle and replacing it with the old truck. So thank you.
Given the change in revenue changes, the first two lines, current year property taxes and current year motor vehicle taxes, those two combined earning, but when the brackets on the revenue, that's actually an increase. So an increase of those two of 190,000, that is relates to the 1.5 cent increase over the revenue neutral rate. So that's what's driving that. Prior year's property tax, just going back and reevaluating the historical information, so felt that was reasonable to increase that by $1,000. There were some new forecasts and projections that were provided by the League of Municipalities on sales tax and some other the other state taxes. So I did a fairly sizable increase to our sales tax of $75,000, and again, it's based solely on their forecast of statewide. Their forecasts are usually pretty good, so I felt pretty comfortable increasing sales tax by $75,000 and then electricity sales tax by $5,000.
Just as a quick question, now we had a pretty good sales tax year, didn't we, or didn't we?
Oh no, we're running as our record year at this.
So we're running on a record year, and this is 70. Does that, I mean, are we reflecting it on the record year and based on the guidance, or are we looking at, you know, history?
Well, I do all of that. I look at history, but I also look at information from the League of Municipalities. But even just our actual right now, we're running ahead of the best year we ever had. We're at least $60,000 ahead of that right now.
Okay, so then you're comfortable with this. Otherwise, I figure you are. You wouldn't even have it here. So
right. I was estimating kind of like a break even for with this year versus the upcoming year based on all the forecasts. I increased it. Slightly ended up being $75,000.
Everybody back to work, they'll be spending money, all right.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have stopped really, so. The next item is a paid parking program. It was decided at the last budget meeting to at least start out that we would have a net profit of $60,000 in the paid parking program, so that's what that is. I've also increased TVA revenue by a little bit, $9,800. That was to cover the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce concerts that council decided to fund at the last meeting. And then the last one, loan proceeds, is actually a decrease in revenue. We're going to be kind of netting out the changes that the fire chief did with new vehicles. We will actually have less loan revenue, so that was just a reduction to that. So bottom line is, where are we right now for the general fund? Well, we still have a shortfall in our budget of $54,600.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Craig, on this one, is there something we want to talk about the parking program? Now that we've seen a little bit more data?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly can. We certainly can bring that up, and I did speak with Arnold a little bit about it. Council can make a decision to make that 54 go away relative to parking if we wish. Now, the parking that we saw, at least the spring break week, even though it was an unofficial parking and there was a lot of grace provided, and there were no tickets associated with that, there was approximately $4,100 a day on average. It was from $4,000 to $4,500. So if you looked at that type of math, if that was consistent with every day, you would look at probably around $600,000. And if you took $200,000 out of that for cost, as a round number, you'd have about $400,000 returned to the town. I don't know if that's a good estimate, a bad estimate, a low one or a high one, but I think it's enough to say that we should be able to cover that 54 if council cares to do it. Or we can have it.
Go ahead. Is that later in the deck when we talk about that, or is this the right slide? Maybe I'm jumping ahead anyway.
I actually have it a little bit later where to talk about different options to cover that shortfall.
Okay.
There's a couple things that we need to talk about that may increase that shortfall by a little bit more.
Okay. Well, then I'm sorry for jumping ahead. Okay. I've had too much coffee being up since early. So I'll try to slow down. I apologize.
So that's the general fund. Water and sewer. We had a shortfall of $214,875. We've actually increased that shortfall to $220,375, and that, the changes there were the other half of the City Works software for Public Works. And then I just increased the revenue slightly for water charges. You know, again, going back, kind of evaluating where we are. So that was only a small change. But the bottom line is we still have a fairly significant shortfall in this fund. And we can talk about those options, too, in just a minute.
Okay.
And then the stormwater fund, we had a shortage of $145,412. At the last budget meeting, it was decided to increase stormwater fees by 50%. So that'll increase that revenue by $138,000. Still leaves a shortage in this fund of $7,412.
Okay. So even with that particular increase, we show a slight shortfall.
Correct.
I mean, it should be, I don't know how many folks are on the phone, but it should be noted that we have been aggressive on stormwater actions. I think over the last 2 years, Jimmy, we spent about $2 million on handling stormwater. So what has occurred is basically we have used a lot of the built-up funds for the benefit of the residents, and we still have a little further to go to get this thing shaped up. So, all right. I understand. Anybody have questions for Arlen? I mean, jump in. It's not just me. Okay.
So slide 13 just shows that summary overall for all our funds, you know, where we stand right now. And that just shows, and we just talked about the general fund, water and sewer fund, and stormwater fund. So they're the three that have shortages right now.
Okay.
So Arlen, with Jimmy just on the stormwater fund, are we look like we're on track to spend what we budgeted in that fund based off what we know for this year?
I don't believe so. I mean, right now we're fairly we've only spent, I believe, less than 40% of the budget so far.
Yeah, now we have one or two things to fix before hurricane season. That might show up in there. Can that include the repairs we did at the fire station?
Yes, I believe that the majority of that's been paid for.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so slide 13, like I said, just shows the summary of where we are for all of our funds right now. So it's really the general fund, water and sewer fund, and stormwater fund that we need to focus on and you know, adjust accordingly to try to work towards a balanced budget for each one of those. I guess before we did that, there were a couple things, I guess, that maybe we just need to address. And the first is we typically have a transfer from the general fund to the beach protection fund. Right now that is not built into this current version of the budget. So I guess the question is whether council would like to have a transfer into that fund. And I just put the information up there that shows from the time we started the fund, the different amounts that have been transferred in with an average of a little over $47,000 a year.
I propose that we let the parking, if whatever we put in the budget, if there's extra over that, so we don't officially budget, but at the end of the year that gets transferred to the beach fund potentially, according to how much it is, or split half and half between the general fund balance and the beach fund. Beach Protection Fund. That way, so we don't put a number in the budget, but then, I don't know if you can do that, or I don't know if that meets all the rules or not, but that's sort of how I'm thinking about it, because we have a big unknown on both of these, and we use if whatever we end up settling on for the budget with parking, if there's over, that's what I would say, at the end of the year, we reconcile that by putting some of it in the Beach Protection Fund.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I like that. I would add another thought for us as we go forward. What do we normally have as a shortfall to the budget at the end of the year? We normally about 100,000 under, or
we typically spend the majority of our budget. We usually spend about 96% of it on average, I think.
Right.
So we probably end up with around a little over $100,000.
So my other thought on this is that, as maybe as general guidance, that council would say that 25%, 35%, 40% of whatever the unspent budget is for the previous year, instead of going to general fund, to be moved into beach. That would mean that it's not clearly just dependent on parking. It's not clearly just dependent on anything. If the staff does a good job, sand gets money.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, we're having such a good year with the sales tax that we might look at an increase of 2021 amount before the end of the budget year. Is that a big problem to do that on?
No, it's just a budget amendment was all it really would take. We have spent some of that sales tax increase on some payments to staff back in December.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So my thought.
But not all of it. Right?
No, we spent about half of it at this point, which mm-hmm. By the time we get to the end of the fiscal year, it'll probably be more that we spend about a third of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like Alan's suggestion, because you're doing it at the end. One thing with mine and Craig's suggestion is there'll potentially be different people on council at this time next year when you're at the end of this budget year, according to what happens, you know, with who wants to run and who gets elected. So I like what Alan proposed, because then we just do it at the end of the fiscal year. And then it's not in the budget, so we don't have to, you know, especially with this big unknown parking. I kind of like what Alan proposed.
Would you repeat what you proposed, Alan?
Yeah, we just look at we wait until closer to the end of the mm-hmm. of the budget year to increase the 2021 allocation to the big protection.
So I think to make it more formalized, maybe, Alan, is at the June meeting, Arlen, can you bring the budget amendment to transfer to the general fund half of the excess that we have not spent in the sales revenues that are above budget? How's that?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't want to, I want it to be kind of general and loose right now, just an understanding that sometime before the end of the budget year, that Arnold will bring back to us some numbers that we can decide at that point what we will transfer to the big protection fund.
Okay.
But it still has to be at the June meeting, right? We have to do it before the meeting. So
yeah, we can do it at June.
Yeah.
We
will have the projections for the end of the year, and we will have a good idea of what's left, and we can make that decision then.
Right, yeah, you definitely need to do it at
right.
a June meeting.
Right.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then, so that sounds, Carlin, for the budget exercise, we put zero in for this transfer, and then we're going to do it at the June meeting. And then we'll do the same thing next year, and that takes it out of your budget. So we're not increasing taxes or basing budgetary decisions off that. We do it with what we have left over at the end of the year. I like that.
Okay. The next thing also for the general fund.
I mean, the good thing is that helps resolve the budget outside of this, and also allows Alan, if he's in shoreline protection or in discussions with what we're doing, that we are still putting money away towards beach protection just in case, right? Which I think is important for us to be able to say if it ever comes up.
Okay.
want to have a contingency, and it's, it really only makes sense, I guess, in my mind, to have a contingency if you have excess funds. Right now, we have a shortage that we're showing. If we, at the end of all of today's meeting, we have a little bit of an overage, then maybe that could be our contingency. But again, it's kind of council's decision whether they want to have any amount considered a contingency.
Can actually apply the same process to the shortfall, to whatever the remaining funding is from the previous year.
Well, that becomes, I mean, the contingency you would really want to set at the beginning of the year, because it's really for that current, the current budget year that you're, or the future budget year that you're setting this budget for, so that you have it for unexpected.
Oh, I got it. Okay, so you want to understand what you're saying.
You want a number then.
So, Arlen, was most of 2020 COVID-related or something else?
For the contingency?
What we actually used.
That was for the match, part of the match on the beach access that was replaced.
Okay.
I think when we did the budget, we weren't sure if we were going to get the grant or not, so we put in an amount that we estimated would be approximately the town match.
Right, okay. I'm fine with zero if the rest of the council is.
Well, I am too, because we can, I don't know of anything that, I mean, that always could be something to pop up, but, I mean, we can always do a budget amendment too, so.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
At any point in time, we could do a budget amendment, and if need be, take funds from the fund balance.
Yes.
If we had a little bit of an overage based on the budget, and it was like, okay, you know, this is what we're going to use if something arises.
Since we don't have an overage at this point, I'm fine at zero.
Yeah.
Me too.
How about you, gentlemen? You okay
I'm
at zero?
Fine with that.
All right. Let's see if it's zero.
One other thing that I didn't know if you wanted to talk. One other thing that could impact, I guess, the general fund is, I guess, council compensation. So I don't know if you want to talk about that before I move on to talk a little bit about garbage collection.
Kind of the same discussion, isn't it?
Do you want to talk about these things now, or are we going to talk about them later? Or?
Whenever you would like. The reason I'm just saying it would be one other thing that would, you know, affect the budgets. You can talk about it a little bit later, and I can go through. At the last meeting, we talked about what does it cost for garbage collection for Kiri Beach. So worked with Jimmy and Ian and put some numbers together on what the estimated cost for our garbage collection is. So I can kind of run through that at this point if you'd like.
Yeah. Why don't we do this, and we'll get to the other thing later as we talk about all the solutions.
Okay. So looking at, what does it really cost for the residential and commercial garbage collection? So this does not include that special Thursday pickup. This is just really the garbage collection. The estimates were, labor is about $110,000. Management costs, about $38,000. And then equipment costs, and I broke that down into fuel, maintenance, insurance, depreciation, and loan interest is about $68,400. And then our average landfill costs are about $110,000. So the estimate that we came up with was that it costs about $326,400 to collect garbage. So we were saying around $400, so it's actually a little bit less than that, but we weren't too far off. But we felt pretty comfortable. I think Jimmy would agree. I think that, the numbers we have here look pretty good. So.
Okay, so the 110 is a loaded cost?
The labor, yes.
Yeah, it's loaded.
Oh, yes,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all benefits, everything.
Yep, everything's in it. Yep, okay. It's also a sunk cost, I think.
It's also a
When by a sunk cost, I mean it's we're going to have those people are on board whether they're collecting garbage or not.
Correct.
Question would be if all they're doing is collecting garbage, then it would be factual. Right. If they're doing more than collecting garbage, then it's already a sunk cost. But right. Just from a thought perspective, I know you're going to get deeper into this.
Well, and it's actually, I mean, we looked at how many hours on which days and how many people, you know, so it's,
yeah.
It's you know, we feel pretty good with it. You know,
no, I understand. It's a mathematically, this is exactly how the town is spending money on garbage.
Right.
Period. So I don't have a question with that. Question would be: is if we didn't do the garbage, how would you reduce this cost? I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Well, we would look at some stuff we contracted out potentially and reassign those labor assets, maybe because. We don't want to take that department down to like five or six people because then whenever there's a problem, we wouldn't be able to operate the sewer system and the water system and all the other things. So,
but David, you and I...
If we said, okay, we're going to... Yeah.
I was going to say, you and I...
We were going to...
Go ahead, David.
Yeah. I think we're saying the same thing, right? So we would look at anything else that... Public Works or anyone else in the town contracted out and paid, used labor for other stuff if the town decided strategically we're going to get out of the garbage business. Although, I would argue I don't think you can do it this cheap because the landfill costs can be landfill costs no matter who does it. So you're really talking for $226,000 can we get all the garbage picked up once a week plus all of the commercial extra pickups in the summer. I don't know that anyone would contract to do that.
Plus, I mean, we need to think about the fact that the town requires around-the-clock support from Public Works.
Right. Well,
and if you're going to have six or seven people doing that, you're not going to make it.
I don't think this has ever been about, in my mind, has never been about contracting it out. It's about us having a good feel for what we're collecting in garbage fees to offset our and what it actually costs us. I mean, we should know that. We should make that determination.
Yeah, that's right. I agree.
I think this is very likely because I think this is amazing that we're doing it at this cheap. It's really a good service. And to think that the tax burden, you know, the tax is only $71,500 a year. Is not bad.
No, I mean, one of the other things, Alan, is people have brought forward the question, like, why are we doing garbage? It costs too much. Why don't we contract it out and get a better price? And that's the only reason for those listening on the phone. There is a cost to garbage. We have the cost to garbage. We understand what it costs us. But the fact of the matter is, there are benefits to us doing it that go beyond us paying a little, the $71,000, because we get other support in the town from a healthy and well-staffed, let's say correctly staffed, Public Works Department. So it's both things.
Yeah, some agencies, some towns have gone to the fact of charging their garbage fees is the exact cost of what it costs to pick up garbage. Mm-hmm. And it is easier when you have a sanitation department. That's all they do. But I'm not sure. I'm not suggesting that at all. But if you look back at it, that'd be a pretty significant increase to the tax rate if you took this amount and put it into the general fund without garbage fees. So I think we're in the right place.
Right, and that's why if you look at slide 17, so that green is the estimated annual garbage collection revenue based on, you know, the number of cans, all the different types of accounts. So right now that is about $255,000. The cost that we just looked at on the previous slide, $326,400. So yeah, that shortfall, if you want to call it, in garbage collection revenue is like $71,500.
Yeah.
So we're not that far off. So that's a little bit over a half cent of property tax. And the other approach is to, you know, match the collection fees, you know, increase the collection fees to cover that $71,500 if the approach is to kind of get that to a...
But if we did that, we need to reduce the tax rate that amount.
Right.
I mean,
I'm just presenting this to show what we talked about at the last meeting.
Right. I mean, it's a very good piece of work because people, we should understand what it is. Like you said, Alan, I just want to make sure that people understand that it's also, it's a piece of information that can be used incorrectly. I just want people to use it correctly.
Yeah.
That's all.
Good. That was great work. I'm good.
I'm fine. Any other input on this?
No, I'm good.
All right.
So then it's what does council want to do about the shortage in the general fund of $54,600? So I just listed a couple different things that could happen, and there's probably more than this, but reduce some of the expenses that have been proposed at this point. Something that was discussed a little bit earlier this morning, increase the estimated net profit from paid parking. Increase the garbage collection fee. Further increase above the 1.5 cents that was already decided last meeting on the property tax rate. Or appropriate fund balance for whatever, shortfall there is. So then, just five different options that I listed out here. Again, there's many other variations of things that could be done also.
On the expense reductions, what was the total that we sent to the bike pet ask for? How much? $60,000 or something?
They were like 70.
It was like 70 or something.
About 75,000, yes, approximately.
And I know that I think the other two were pretty much near the budget. Now, I don't have a problem with using some money for bike ped, but I don't think at this period we could go with all 75,000.
Yeah, and the bulk of what they had asked for, they asked for three crosswalk signs at 20,000 each, so that grand total 60,000. And then the other significant part was paving of the walking path at 11,500.
Okay. What is the thoughts of council relative to that in particular? If we were to take one crosswalk out, that's 20,000. If we took two out, that's 40,000. If we leave one and we leave the paving, it gives them about half the budget they requested until we find out if that's a suitable, if it works. And then we would have to determine whether you'd want to put it at the post office area on N, around N, or if you'd want to use it down where people are parking. Personally, I'd rather use it for the convenience of our citizens, where our citizens are, as opposed to where our guests are, if we're only going to do one. But what does council think of that, given that we have this particular shortfall of 60,000?
Well, the shortfall of 60,000 is, in the scheme of things, is not that great. I'd hate to see them take the committee take the full hit. I know I have a vested interest in it, Mayor, but I think they've done good work, and I think they've realized the needs for these crosswalks, and they are looking for areas for grants or other assistance in getting it in, and they may be reduced. That cost may be reduced just because we're beginning to talk with DOT on who their vendors are, mm-hmm. and that type of thing. So I wouldn't want to limit it to say we're not going to do the one crosswalk. If you want to reduce the amount, then maybe we can get it through grants and that type of thing. But
that's good information, Alan. And in no way do I mean that group is not doing a great job. They are doing a fantastic job, and they're going to help us. And I like the idea that saying, look, let's put some money aside, and if they can get grant money, then maybe there can be some others.
Yeah, I'd like,
that's, I think
like
that's a better us, idea.
I'd like to see us look into it. I'd hate to reduce it and just say we're not going to do but one crosswalk. I don't know that's a approach I would like to take.
Okay.
So I understand our position. I think lighting crosswalks is false security, so I'm just concerned on in general from a how it really works standpoint, but I appreciate Alan's point. I think that we can close the budget by leaving it in there. Personally, I would say take them both out, but I know that that's not what a lot of people want, right? Because I think it's false security personally, but I understand that there are some people that disagree, and the data is not clear either way, honestly. So I'm kind of fine with Alan's proposal. I really think, so I looked at Carolina Beach, so I'm fine, Alan, but I don't want us to increase the collection fee, so I'll number three. I looked at what Carolina Beach made on parking in their budget last year, and so their net, so revenues minus expenditures, was like $1.3 million. And I think, Craig, you said they have like, what, five times as many parking spaces as we do?
No, I think they have 1,200. I think they have 1,200. They have twice as many.
Only twice as many, right?
Yeah.
And I know, so if you took out...
Freeman Park.
Yeah, so that probably still shows they made, you know, 400,000. So I would say we probably should increase the paid parking a little bit based on just what we've seen plus looking at what they did. You know, I think that almost closes. I would almost be a little bullish and reduce the property tax rate from 1.5, which we've got in here, to 1, and then close it with paid parking. Honestly, after looking at it a little more and seeing what we've seen, I don't know if that's too much. So, Arlen, you have to tell me what those numbers end up. I know you got your spreadsheet open, but that's kind of my thought. You know, if you reduce the tax rate from 1.5 to 1, what would parking have to be to fix your issue all in now?
Okay.
Because I think 150 to 200 is reasonable based on everything else we've seen.
Yeah, out of the rescue.
I don't know if you agree, so everyone else should weigh in. I'm just saying what I think, but, you know, other people, you have to, hopefully you've looked at it and thought about it a little more as well. I'm looking at the Carolina Beach budget on their website right now from, 2020, 2021, and the one before that.
So, David, are you saying leave the committee budget stand and make up and reduce the 1.5 and use the shortfall with parking? Or are you saying do something with the committee?
That's what I'm proposing, yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm proposing. Even though I fundamentally don't think lighting crosswalks are the same, I recognize that there's lots of people who disagree with me, and the data is not conclusive either way if you look it up.
Okay. Any other inputs?
I would support the lighted crosswalks because I'm not a big fan of them either. At N and I, that's kind of one for the north end folks, and then one at the largest parking area on the south end.
Yeah, but let's don't get into the weeds of discussing where we're going to put them right now. Let's just worry about who's going to put them.
I'll do two.
Because we may come up.
I'll support two then. Is that better?
Okay. But I would like to see us, if we're going to do this, if you're going to reduce the amount, then leave it up to the committee to come back with a recommendation of what grants and what other funding they can come up with and not limit it to the number of crosswalks.
That's fair. That's fair, Alan. I mean, ultimately,
yeah,
that's...
I think that's more accurate than I don't
know that, too. I mean, that's okay. So you're saying we take $20,000 out of that budget?
I'm not suggesting taking anything out of that budget.
Okay, well...
At all. I'd like to see leave it there and then come back. We've still got to approve any expenditures by that committee.
Then what is the incentive to get the grants if you leave the budget full?
Well, that'll be the guide for us to the grant may not come through. We're in the very initial stages of looking at grants right now.
So other inputs?
We'd have to budget for it that is funded by something other than grants, because we don't have a grant at this point. So,
right.
So we can't
right.
really budget that we're going to have a grant.
And that's why I'm saying, if you set it, and Alan was right, if you set a number, let them get grants, and then if they can get three with grants, then they can get three. If they can get four with grants, then they can get maybe four. I mean, I'm not sure. Right now, they're saying they want to pay for three.
I mean, one other suggestion.
And it's a great idea, but I'm just not sure about, can we afford all that right now? Until we know, next year maybe, yeah.
Right, just one suggestion with listening to what Alan's saying is that you reduce that amount by, whether just include one or two. If they get grants, we could always do a budget amendment, you know, during the course of a year to add an additional crosswalk with the funding being the grant that's received.
Would we put that money into contingency then? Or would we just take it out of fund balance?
Which part?
If we're going to have grant funding, do we try to put that somewhere else in the budget?
We don't know if we can. We can't really budget for grant fund until we know we have the grant.
We talked about the amount of money that we had a couple of years ago in contingency was because of possibility of not getting the grant for the crosswalk.
At that point, we were pretty, I think by the time the budget was approved, we knew that we had the grant, and that was going to be the match.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so my thought would be we take $20,000 out of that budget request, and that we cover the rent, go to 1% to do the best we can to keep the tax increase the lowest, as David has suggested, and then use the parking to hopefully cover any shortfall that remains in that area. So that would be my proposal based on hearing what Alan has said. It may not be exactly what he would like, because that team is doing a great job, but I would tell you that would be the largest budget we ever gave any committee, even $20,000 reduced. John, you have a point?
So, Arlen, what would that say parking would go to if you did what Craig did in your spreadsheet?
And we're going to take the 1.5% tax increase out?
I think if we're
taking it down to 1 is what I proposed.
Yeah, that's what was proposed as 1.
If I'm keeping track correctly, I would say parking is now going to be about $160,000.
Okay.
Profit.
That's what I think too.
Yep.
And
I think that's quite doable.
I think that's reasonable based on what we're seeing so far and what Carolina Beach showed the last 2 years. The real data, right? The one issue is they go a little later than us, but I still think that's reasonable. Craig and Joe, you guys are closer. Does it feel reasonable based on your thoughts too?
Yeah, my opinion has definitely become much more cautiously optimistic seeing what we saw. So,
would say yes.
That's what I'm doing, seeing the reports, the emails from Craig on some of the daily stuff. Or whatever it was, I don't know how it got communicated, but the information on some of the daily collections has made me rethink it. And then doing some more research on what Carolina Beach actually showed makes me feel a little more bullish too, right? I still don't want to go crazy because I have some concerns, but I think that is fairly conservative. Arlen, are you comfortable with that based on what you've seen? Because, you know, you keep us from being crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's reasonable to it based on everything that we've seen, based on all the six different companies that gave proposals, and you know that's their business and some of the estimates they provided. So I think to use, you know, in that neighborhood of $160,000 in that is reasonable.
Okay, good. I don't want to push you somewhere you don't want to be, right? Keep us from going crazy, but I think everyone on council wants to minimize the citizens' impact. You know, we did do a tax increase last year, and we cut the budget, which impacted the services a little bit. I think we can't do that again, but I think minimizing the actual increase is the right thing to do. And, you know, keeping the garbage where it is, Stormwater is stormwater, and I think we are doing the right thing with stormwater. I know there's going to be some people concerned about that, but we're minimizing as much as we can the impact to the residents still. I think that's a good balanced place to be, at least for me.
I will support reducing the bike ped committee some. I concur with David's comment regarding supporting safety and security. You can't help but do that. However, you can't make it so safe that there's not going to be an issue. And you can always add another crosswalk next year, year after, as you go down that road. Saturday, I tried to convince people how safe I am on my bicycle. I got hit Saturday down in Carolina Beach. The car turned right in. And I've got blinking lights. I've got day glowing yellow. The whole thing. You go like, how does that happen? And just people not paying attention.
John, I'm sorry I couldn't hear everything you said, but I think I got some of it. I think the good thing about this is it shows we took action to minimize the impact to the taxpayers, both on the spending side and then on the revenue side. I think the budget message from Harlan and Craig can be pretty upbeat about, look, you know, we took this action. The actions we've taken have reduced the impact to you guys. We've held the line, and I think it's good. I don't know if that track with what you're saying, because I couldn't hear you very well. Either microphone, or you're a little too far away from it.
I was supporting your comments regarding the safety aspect and how much safety and security are you willing to put into the town to solve some of those issues?
I got you. Okay, thanks. I hear you a lot better now.
So let's go through this for Arlen so we can say we at least have a consensus. 20K out of bike ped, 1% in tax, not 1.5%. And the shortfall from parking.
I concur.
I agree.
Alan?
No, I don't agree.
Okay. Joe? John? Okay, we have consensus. Take that action.
I need a motion.
You need a motion? Okay. Go ahead with the motion, David.
Yes, sir. Make a motion that we direct the finance officer for the general fund budget to use a 1 cent tax increase to reduce the line item for the bike committee by $220,000 or by $20,000, Craig?
$20,000.
$220,000, right?
Yeah.
$220,000.
No, just reduce it by, not two. Just reduce it by
five. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
That's why I asked, right? So,
yep.
So to reduce the initial budget for the bike committee by $20,000, and to change the revenue estimate for parking to close the budget in the general fund. That's my motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
No.
Opposed?
Aye.
No.
Okay. 4-1. So be it.
I just wanted to, I know you're not changing the garbage, but I just wanted to just show for your information, just go back on slide 19. If there ever was a decision to kind of close that gap where I showed that there was a little bit of a shortage in the amount that we charged for garbage collection versus what the estimated costs were on that column, that's the green column, that would basically close, that would actually make garbage collection pay for itself. So that would be like a taking the current residential first can cost from $7 to $8.95 a month. just thought I'd just mention that before we moved on from that. And I know that's not part of this budget, but I just thought for information.
It's so. Good information. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good, and you can update it every year so future councils can review it as well. Good job on it. And Jimmy.
Yep. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, then on slide 21, we'll move on to the water and sewer fund. So that currently has a shortage of $220,375. And I just listed out three possible things, you know, to kind of close that gap, expense reductions, increase the water and sewer rates, and then something that was talked about at the last budget meeting was to appropriate fund balance with the anticipation of using some of our American Rescue Plan funds, which hopefully we will receive before the end of this current fiscal year. But at this point, there's still no additional or new information that's been provided regarding those funds.
What do we know exactly what that amount is going to be now, Alan? Is it 600, 530? We still don't know.
The last estimate I saw was somewhere between 610 and 613.
Okay, we're pretty positive about that.
We would get half of it initially. So.
Okay, half of it this year and then the other half in 2022 or something like that.
Yes.
Supposedly. Okay.
Well, so I feel really confident about this one, right? I don't know the timing with Arlen, but I mean, Congress is pushing this one forward. They've got everybody in support of it. And I think, isn't it actually in the, it's not even in the infrastructure, Arlen. It's already in the one that passed. So I feel comfortable doing it this way. I would prefer not to increase the water and sewer rate this year and to use that fund balance. The other thing is in the budget, we can change water and sewer rates during the year if it doesn't come true. Isn't that correct, Arlen?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so I would hold until we see. And if this blows up, if Congress gets into a huge fight and blows up, then we would address it then. But my input to council is we would leave the water and sewer rates where they are right now.
All right, so if we leave the water, if we reduce the budget by the $220,000, then what does that do to our budget and projecting as an overage or?
I guess what I would do is say that the $275,000 is an appropriation of fund balance.
Okay.
Can you put a note in the budget with a star that says that that's in anticipation of the American Rescue Fund plans that are approved by Congress? Are you allowed to do that, Arlen?
Yeah, I can do that. And if we actually get the funds in time, I can do this differently. Instead of an appropriation of fund balance, I can do it as like a transfer because we're going to have to set up a new fund to kind of account for that American Rescue Plan. So if we get the money before we finalize all of this, I can change that from an appropriation to a transfer from that other fund to the water and sewer fund.
One of the things we've been discussing is the need to build our fund balance in the water and sewer. So by not raising the rates, and I'm not in favor of raising the rates, but by not raising the rates, will that help us with more money going to the fund balance out of the current budget?
Well,
if we got the American Rescue Plan funding that we believe, that would add, I believe, about $90,000 to the fund balance and close this. Is that right, Arlen? Did I get the right number? I think that's about right.
It would be about $30,000. Yeah. I think right now, infrastructure projects are budgeted at, I believe, $250,000. So that's all we can use American. So looking at it that way, we'd end up with about $30,000 in theory that would then go to increase fund balance. So not a significant amount.
And our cost for that sewer project, for that capital project, is an estimate only, right? We don't have our number.
Right.
Yes.
Just one point, and I know most of you realize this, but I'm not sure Councilman Hagler does. That American Rescue Plan is enacted. It's not pending, it's not infrastructure, it's in place.
Right. The only fear that I believe we have is like Florence and Matthew and some of the others, when money has been enacted, we still takes an awful long time to see the cash. And we need to see the cash for the budget period to make it effective. But thank you. But that is an excellent point. It has been enacted, and it is the law. And half is enacted to come out this year. Right. So
yeah, and that's the question is, you know, when are we actually going to receive the funds? So
right. So government can get it to the state. Then we're going to have to wait for the state to get it to us. But I feel comfortable that using that solution as projected, because I believe it is going to occur. And we can always take an action later on, like David has pointed out. So I think, and Alan has pretty much come up with what the overfill may be and what the estimate is on putting the pipe in the back. So I'm comfortable at this point in time to let that flow using the American Rescue Act. Is anybody feel differently?
No, I feel fine with that. I just want to make sure that I think it's better to do small increases instead of coming up. I mean, once we have another major problem, our fund balance gets hit harder. I just want to make sure we're building that fund up as we discussed at length last year when we increased the rates.
Yeah, personally, I hate using the fund budget, but this is, I think, a 99% assured, so I'm okay with that.
Right. I mean, when we get this funding, in theory, we're really not using the fund balance.
Right.
And I'm hoping, there was wording at one point that the initial allocation would be received like 60 days after enactment of the this law. But, you know, there hasn't been a lot more said about that. So, again, you know, hopefully, if that's the case, we should receive it sometime in May. But there hasn't been much said about it, you know, since the original enactment. So, and I just put up that would be just some different rate increases, you know, that, you know, and the results of those. So it's on slide 22.
But we don't have an option. We have to do this sewer. We need to do the sewer project sooner than later.
Yeah, that's what I believe. I mean, that's, Jimmy would have more information on that. So.
Well, there's a couple things on that. First, we don't have the approval to do it yet.
Right.
Second, we do have an estimate, which I hope is a conservative estimate, meaning it's high. And hopefully we'll get approval from Matsu so we can proceed with that.
Well, that's a different project.
Yeah. Oh, it is a different project. Which project is the 250?
This is 450.
Oh.
Possible relining or replacing some.
That's right. Sorry, I forgot about that, Jimmy. I was thinking of a different project, but you're right. This one has to happen. No, there's no buts about that one. Thank you. Okay.
So that fund is then to initially appropriate fund balance with the, you know.
Yes.
Intent to use the American Rescue Plan funds for it.
Yes.
And the other fund that had a shortage was...
You need a motion on that? You did a motion the last time.
That was because I disagreed.
Okay.
And the last fund that had a shortage was the stormwater fund. And normal solutions, you know, reduce some of the expenses. Do an additional increase in stormwater funds. It's already built in a 50% increase. Or to just do an appropriation of fund balance for the $7,412. I've just put some fund balance information up there. We don't have a huge fund balance here. At the end of the last fiscal year, it was $259,000, just about $259,700. Current balance is around $400,000. That can be a little bit misleading, especially if, you know, there's some additional work that's done between now and June 30th. But just to give you a rank, you know, and at one point this fund was close to $1 million. And again, as the mayor mentioned before, we've done a significant number of projects that we could pay for with amounts that we had saved versus having to take loans. So we've actually, you know, made some wise choices with this fund. So there's just options to close that shortage. On slide 24, if the thought was to increase the stormwater fees even further beyond the 50% that was discussed last meeting, it would really take about another 3%, so it would end up being a 53% fee increase. It would take the current stormwater, residential stormwater fee from $10 a month to $15.30. So,
$60 a year.
So basically, from you've already decided on going from a $10 per month to $15, it would just be another. It would be another 30 cents per month. Would close the gap.
Another or how much?
Appropriate fund balance.
Another how much per month?
30 cents.
$15.30.
Right.
Cents.
Or we can use a fund balance appropriation to close the fund balance.
Okay, where are you, commissioners? What's your view?
David, when do you think you'll have a number from LDSI on the Matsu stormwater fund?
David?
David, are you there?
We may have lost him. You have a number on that, Jimmy?
Jimmy,
well, I know that the... We've been trying to locate the force main, and they said once we locate all that and get from point A to point B, then they should pretty much wrap that up in the next week or so. But as far as having any kind of numbers, those are none this time.
Okay.
I'd just assume take the money out of fund balance at the present time. That's just my opinion.
The $7,400, I mean, it's not a big number.
Yeah,
but.
And leave it at the $15, increasing it
50%. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sorry, Alan, I agree with you. I'm sorry, I had some problems getting off mute, but I agree with Alan as well.
I agree.
Okay, how about you, John? All right. We don't need a motion for that, do we, because we all agree? Right, okay. Okay.
All right, that answers the questions that I have. I have other slides here, not necessarily for us to go through. They're really in case we needed to refer back to them,
okay.
Some of the details that we went over at the last meeting. So.
Okay, so then what is the remaining question? Remuneration?
I believe, or any other items that council has. Again, we've covered the items that I needed at this point, but I believe that was a question that came up at the last meeting.
Okay, well then, why don't we open the discussion on the council compensation. Mandy, you provided some information here. I believe that the Curie Beach Council is in position number one. Is that true?
As far as the lowest paid?
Yeah, it's the lowest paid ever. Okay.
Ever.
And just so you know, this is last year's data. We had 5 respond back, and there were no changes.
There were no changes.
Town of Cander, Town of Wright Beach, Town of Carolina Beach, Town of Coxsall, and Town of Southern Shores all responded again this year.
Okay.
With no changes.
Okay. So what is the feeling of council? I would start with this. From the perspective of the mayor right now makes, what do I make, $1,200 more than the rest of council? Over the year, I think. In our form of government, the council, other members of the council, the pro tem, as well as the other members of the council, have equal responsibilities relative to liaison missions to other departments. Joseph heavily involved with MATSU and with our department with John Batson inspections. Alan heavily engaged with bike ped and beach coastal storm damage reduction control. John heavily engaged with the fire department.
NPO.
Right, and we've and the what's the other committee, John? You're on the one with.
Marketing.
MPO, I'm sorry. MPO is what I was trying to say. MPO, which drives a lot of time. David, relative to his work with Public Works and storm drainage and his emergency management role, and then my role relative to the working with the police department and with the administration department. And there, I mean, so there's a lot of work that goes on because we do not have a town manager. I am in favor of increasing the other council positions up to the mayor's payment and leave the mayor's payment where it is.
So one, I'm not in favor of that because this is just my perspective. So, one, being the first time I haven't had to fill in for you, and I'm really happy about that because you go, you and Alan and Joe have went to so much more stuff than I have. And, we, you know, we haven't had a hurricane. When we had a hurricane, that's a different issue. I just think the mayor job, at least how you've done it and how I envision you do it, that's why I'm not interested in doing it, honestly, is because whoever's the mayor has to go to all that outside stuff and really be active. And I think that that results in a lot more time. I agree. All the councils, and I'm the one that said we need to put this back on because I'm concerned that in the last elections only two people have signed up multiple times. And there are some of us that have been doing this for a while that are hoping some other people get interested. And I know we're not going to pay $1 million to get, you know, everyone interested, right? But it is a lot of time, and I think the citizens should recognize that. I think some of them do, but most do not, honestly. But I do think that the mayor role should be separate from the rest of us, in my opinion, just because of all the aggravation and stuff, right? And I don't know what the rest of the council thinks, but I mean, my personal opinion is I think we should raise it and make it go into effect with the new council, whoever that is. It could be the five of us, or it could be a bunch of different people. You know, I know Joe and I will still be on, but, you know, it could be three other people. So you guys aren't voting for a raise for yourself unless you run again and get elected by the council. I sort of like how Congress did that long ago, you can't vote the incumbent guys until the new council. And I kind of agree with that. So that cuts it in half. I mean, I don't know what the right number is. I looked at all the data Arlen showed. If it's just a $50 for each of the different roles, I'm fine with that. That doesn't blow up the council, but it does say the council recognizes and tries to encourage other people. And I think, you know, for me, none of us are doing it for the money anyway, honestly. But I do think that we need to roger up to, especially with COVID last year, you know, that's just my opinion. That's why I pushed us to put it back on. I'll be the unpopular guy in the citizens about why you're talking about it.
I agree with David. The mayor does deserve more than the rest of us because you take the brunt sometimes.
Listen, you guys are
what you stepped into willingly, but that does need to be acknowledged. And
well, you guys do a lot.
I agree that the mayor should be more.
Oh, I think it's a different job. Yeah, I think it should be too.
Whatever the numbers are, it should be more than the other.
Well, why don't we deal with the four of you first? I think you should be at least.
I would propose just all three of the sets, just $50 a month. That's not huge. It doesn't drive the budget at all. But it does acknowledge that, you know, the last year highlighted how bad it could be. I think COVID COVID really highlighted how bad this job could be unexpectedly. And I think if you look out at some of the other stuff happening in other towns, I think a lot of citizens are dissuaded from being a small town politician because, you know, it just takes one weird thing with one citizen and suddenly we're having people protesting in the streets in downtown Cherry Beach. And a lot of people don't want to deal with that, right? And whoever's elected will have to deal with it.
So,
and I don't know if that's enough, but I mean, that'd be my proposal is all three, the commissioner, the pro tem, and the mayor all increase by $50 a month. That's $600 a year. And for, I guess, times five, so what's that? Five times six, $3,000 to Parlin's budget. It's still not really close us with the data that shows other towns. I don't think we should go where Carolina Beach is. I think with them having a town manager, I'm surprised at where they are, but whatever.
I mean, if the guys are okay with that, I mean, after taxes, you're talking about $7.80 per pay period or something like that. So, per week or something like that.
I didn't even do that math. I mean, people don't look at the taxes. They look at how much am I getting paid to do the job I want to run for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned that all of us are thinking about retiring in different ways, right? Some of us faster than others, and we need some people to come in, right? Council needs some fresh blood, I think. And if no one runs, I mean, I hope all you guys run so that we at least have experienced people, but over time, you know, I'm not going to do this forever, and none of you guys are either, so some people need to start coming in.
Excellent points. Any other positions or opinions, gentlemen? John?
I would support the $50. I'd support leaving it as it is. I mean, the $50 a month is not going to change my cost of living or my standard of living.
Yeah.
Alan?
Well, I think dealing with people would cost me more in beer, and I've always said I use all my savings from the town for beer anyway. That's about my estimate for I need more. So I make a motion that the all three salary pay grades of the council be increased by $50 a month, and the revenue line come from paid parking as well.
I'll say.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
4-1.
Can I just bring up one other thing related?
Yes, so you may.
The way we've been doing it for the past few years, that the council compensation is split between the general fund and water and sewer fund.
Yes.
I don't know, based on what all of you have been working on, or what, you know, exactly what you do, whether we feel now that maybe that's not the appropriate allocation, that maybe there's more of council time that is more general fund related than specific with water and sewer.
Should we do the same percentage you did with the attorney?
Well, that's kind of where I'm
at. You know, when we come
80-20, 80%.
Well, when it comes to the, I mean, I would probably take your guidance on this, but when it comes to council meeting and voting, we all are considering, we're all investigating whatever the action is, whether it be, you know, water and sewer, whether it be general fund items. And at least the pro tem and I get involved across the spectrum of all of it. So, but I would go with your guidance. I don't have a problem with 50-50, but if you think that it would be better off served differently, I could support that as well.
Well, Harlan, the way I made the motion starts to shift more towards the general fund that we just voted on, because that $50 I said goes from the general fund.
Right.
So that starts shifting a little bit, and I think, unless you already have a detailed proposal that you want to switch, I think maybe that's a maintain it the way we just did it, and then look at it for next year to see if you recommend switching it, unless you've already analyzed it. We can start telling you how much of our time is this. I have a good idea of what mine is. The majority of mine is stormwater and water fund, sewer, but you know, all the stuff that everybody else worked on is probably general fund, and then I agree with Craig, so, you know, 40, 60 seems reasonable. That probably puts us on the path, unless you have a detailed analysis.
Well, no, I don't really. I guess I'm just looking at the types of things that I guess I'm aware of that council's more involved with, and all of you would have a better idea than I would where you think you spend your time. So, you know, from the legal side, we looked at, you know, the types of activities that the town attorney was involved with and whether they were more general fund or, you know, water and sewer fund, mm-hmm. and made our allocation that way. However, council would like to do it.
I think our last motion moves it a little towards the general fund, and then we can put it as an action item to, during the next year's budget cycle, to, for council to say how much of their time is percentage wise. That gives us a year to look at it as well.
Good. Just pointing in the right direction.
Okay.
Do you agree, everybody else? I mean, we just shifted a little bit towards the general fund, which seems to be what we're all saying with that motion, and then next year we can consider it in more detail. It's not going to drive either of the funds anyway.
Okay. I can buy into that. So, rest of you?
You're still really, 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 really low. I'm just saying.
What? Repeat?
You're still really, 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 really low.
Oh, we know that. We're not here to get wealthy, though. We're here to serve.
I call all of you on demand. I mean, no matter what time of day or night. So, you're not, you know, this is a 24-hour job for you guys.
Well, so, Mandy, I think if we don't get people to sign up this year to run, then next year or the year after, I'm going to be pushing to do more.
$50 isn't going to get people to sign up. That's why I voted no.
I don't think people are going to sign up for money anyway. We're not going
to
pay.
It needs to be more substantial, because for me, it's a time crunch thing. That's why I voted no. It's like, no, we deserve more than that. At least from the effort I put in, I feel I do. That's why I voted no. But I wasn't going to push it, because it seemed like the tide shifted one way.
So, well, what do you think it should be?
That's where it gets tricky for me.
Should
be, you know.
Right.
Ever since Florence, this has become more of a challenge, you know, which is not a bad thing. I'm not saying anything negative, but it's become a lot more involved ever since Florence. And especially with my real job, which I'm sitting here, I missed y'all's 50-50 conversation because I was doing my real job. It's a balancing act for me now.
Yeah, between you and David, it demands time beyond what you already do. For the rest of us retired guys, it is a little different. So I admit that you and David...
Well, here's how I look at it, and I'm not saying this is the right way to look at it. I mean, it is a service role, but it does become where, okay, I got to know the citizens recognize, because Craig heard me say this to citizens before. Look, you know, you pay $2 a year for me. Here, I'll give you the $2. I don't want to hear from you anymore, right? And so, which started out kind of as a joke, but honestly, after some of the citizens I've interacted with, I've actually offered to give them their $2 so they never talk to me again, because it's just like, look.
Or pay their $25 filing fee.
Yeah, and I've offered the $25 filing fee too. So, you know, for me, if I look at the other ways the town pays service, so for our volunteer firemen, they get $12 a call, and that could be for, you know, coming to the station and being there for 50 minutes, or it could be at that big fire that we just had in Carolina Beach where they were there for 6 hours, right? Fighting fire. They got $12, right? And then all our committee volunteers basically get no pay, right? And so on the council side, it's sort of similar, right? We're servants, but there is some, you know, compensation, right? And then, you know, you're either doing it because you're jazzed at the opportunity to figure out how the town works, you get to learn a lot of stuff on the job, or because you want to serve the town because you feel like you should give back. And I'm not saying this for any of the current council, you're on an ego trip, you want the title, right? Which has been some people I've served with on council, not anyone on the current council. So for whatever reason people do it, I have yet to meet anyone that's been on any council with me over my, I guess this is my fourth term, that, I think it's my fourth term, I'm not sure, that have done it for the money, right? At the same time, the citizens need to be able to look and say, okay, yeah, you know, this guy, I am paying, right? So, I mean, I would be open if you want to make another motion to make it higher. I don't think you're exactly right. You're not going to pay enough for people got to want to serve to be in this role, or they got to be on an ego trip, or they got to want to learn how to fall down. I mean, the motivation is not ever going to be money, in my opinion. So that's where the $50 for me came from, right? But if you think it should be different, you can make another motion after this. You know, we're still discussing. You can make another motion to buy higher. And we can vote on it. I don't know what the right number is either. That's where the 50 came from.
So we had a vote, and Joe, you want to change anything? You want to recommend something different?
If you do, you need to rescind that last motion.
I just don't know what it should be. That's my dilemma.
Yeah. Take a swing.
Well, if you make the motion to rescind, I'll second it, Joe, we can vote again. But you got to have a number, and you got to be able to logically get to where we got, right? I told you how I got to mine, right? So there you go.
Then I feel like I'll look like a greedy fool.
Then we should direct people to listen to this conversation, right? I think if someone says that, go to the tape and listen to the discussion, honestly, because I don't think that you're being greedy, that you're trying to figure out what the right answer is, and maybe we rush you, and I apologize.
No, we thought about it since last year. We put it off last year. I just don't know really what we're worth. I mean, I think we're worth way more than we're being paid for, because I feel we have done a great job for this town. I mean, you look at the progress this town has made in the last 4 years with everything almost across the board, what we've done with modernizing this town, with, you know, minimal pushback, because we've been open and progressive and forward-thinking. So, I don't know how you put a price tag on that.
So I think if you ask all the residents, you'd get about 2,100 different opinions of what we're worth. So I agree with you.
And sometimes it'd be in the negative.
My number would just, exactly. You know, some percentage. I don't know how many it would be, but some. And, okay, fine. Then run and you know, get the citizens to vote you in, and I'll be glad to go home. That's been my position pretty much my entire time on council. I serve at the leisure, and we all do. We serve at the leisure of the citizens, and the ones that don't like it, okay, I'll pay your bottom fee. And I'll be glad to discuss in the election process why I think you're wrong, or if you are. Maybe I'll agree with you. I don't know.
I'll leave it alone. I'll set my piece.
Okay.
It stands.
So can I ask for one other point of clarification? It's like, when is it effective?
I said with the new council in my motion, so that'll be January.
That'd be next day.
They come in December, right?
Yeah.
Do you, so Mr. whoever wins, or do you agree in my motion to cover that, or do you need us to clarify?
No.
Okay.
Anything else?
I can't hear the two of you talking.
Sorry. The attorney was asking, should we make it effective July 1? And I was just reiterating that you wanted to wait and do it with the new council in January.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
so
okay
when
with
that. They swear in December.
So we didn't vote it for ourselves. We voted for the next council.
And that is a lot.
That's right. Exactly right.
You just can't change your compensation once the budget is set.
It's
so
okay.
It's not like you could have, after the budget, you couldn't amend it to say, like, okay, we want to increase council pay effective January 1st. if you're doing it now and that's, you know, what's built into the original budget, then, you know, that's fine to do it that way.
Yep.
I think for simplicity, it needs January 1, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure so that we know.
So, and the reason there could be three new individuals up here after November.
Yep.
If people are willing to run. Okay, anything else, Alan?
No.
Arlen? Gosh! I've called you Alan three times in the last 2 weeks.
No, not that I can think of.
Okay.
Could be worse.
Could be worse, same like some other name. Okay. Any other input from council?
No.
No? No. How about you, Alan? No?
No, I'm good.
Joseph?
No, sir.
David? Any other?
No, I'm good. Okay. Thanks, all you guys. Great work. Sorry I'm not there personally, but my concrete got slowed down.
That's not a problem. So may I have a motion to...
I will be there Monday for our council meeting.
Okay. Can I have a motion to close?
When does this go to public hearing?
I'm sorry?
Don't do the public hearing on the budget.
Well, the budget, it'll be officially presented to council at the May council meeting.
Yeah.
And then I think we have tentatively scheduled... You'll set a public hearing at that point. We'll tentatively have one scheduled in early June, and then at the June council meeting would be the final approval.
Okay. May I have a motion to close?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.